Mesechtes Masers per Dalav Mishnah here, Mishnah Vav. We learned earlier that everything that's Tzibur Melachta, you can eat from an Aray as long as it's not Nikval for Masers. And per Gimel, we learned that the Ta'ina that's in the Chatzar doesn't become Asa when you take one at a time, even when it's so Pnei Chatzar. We also learned the Mecha Chazakaveya, only if you buy two at a time, not one at a time. The Mishnah says, I'm a Caliph Sa'irim, even though the Sa'irim saw the Pnei Chatzar, they should have been Nikval for Masers since they didn't yet have Gmar Melacha. The Caliph Achas Achas Va'ichol, he shouldn't do a second one before eating the first one. In such a case, it would be mutter to eat it aray, because the tzirif is not gemar melacha together to raise pnei chutzer, only if it's two together. V'im kila, if more than one, v'rasal tech yada, chayiv, because then starve with the raise pnei chutzer, if eating it more than one at a time. But to know, add, this is dafka when he's not samach legerim, because if he was samach legerim, even if he eats one from a little bit from his hand, but it could be that he's going to put the rest back to the gerim, so then it's not gemar melacha, and the chutzer not kaveh. Bartner explains that he put them in his hand and he rubbed together to take off the chaff and eat to be able to eat the seeds. The potatoes should fall away. Even though there's like 20 seeds inside, it's mutter because not like sa'irim that they're machra even by more than one. And we'll see why the difference between them is in a second. And starve in his lap when he carried them together. Yishalmi writes Lahedi that even if he's mila yoda with carrying a chitim it's potter, Lachashloima says the chilik between them is the shir aray in the shirim is smaller from the shir aray of chitim. The shir aray by sa'urim is smaller than the shir aray by chitim. By sa'urim you need to eat only one rotor vichayev, like it should be considered an aray. Because that's the way it's eaten. They eat two garinim or more. Bachitim, even 20 garinim from one stalk is considered an aray until you have a full lap full. That's how the Yishalmi is also on the Rosh. Tracy Salt does not explain that it's singed in fire. That's how the Bartanu explains. But rather, he says, like we said, that talking about where he rolls it in sealant time with a dry properly, you're able to chew on them even without burning them or singeing them. According to Bartanu, it's Tzarechin, which is once it's quite Havar Be'esh, it's already cooking or baking. You have to say that the singeing in a fire makes it that it should be Yigar L'Achilo, but then you're able to roll it and crush it easily. Kagav is plush, it's not correct, Al Tzbishel. Look at the Taisus on Shishim. There's another difference between Chitim and Sa'irim, Taisus Saul says, because Sa'irim come into his hand in a stalk, but they come single. Therefore, they matter only one at a time, not two. But Chitim end up coming when they're still in the stalk, not separately. Therefore, the sheer aray of it is even by eating tangerinim, as long as it doesn't put it into his lap. But if the chitim come back to sa'irim, then taka would be the same exact halacha, one at a time, but not more. That's what it seems like in those days was normal, that the sa'irim would come individually, and the chitim would come in stalks. From here to the end of the parak, we're going to change sugyas from the kriyas to chayav trumas and maizes to discuss many different types of vegetables, which was the chayav trumas potter. And just like we find and Hilchos Brachos, that whatever the ikur, the gedula, whatever the reason you grow for, you make the bracha for that thing, not by the fact that it's not a gedula. For example, on grapes, you make it by pre-aids. On olive gefen, you make it by pre-adomo. On tamar, you make it by pre-aids. And on the lev of the dekel, you make it by pre-adomo. So too, to get a chimchimchimchimchim, as we'll see right now. Kuzbar, coriander. And so there's two purposes to plant those things, for the leaves and for the seeds. Shazara, lazara, he leaves longer in the ground. But the seed should grow Yiraka Potter, because his whole kavar is only for the Zorim, therefore the Yirakas are not Nishma and Potter Masas. But if Zorol Yorok, Misasher Zerav Yorok, it chayav Masas inside the seeds, inside the vegetable. So Alpiroi Das Odom is to plant the Kuzbara also for the seeds, therefore you need to have also that Kavana, then they both can be chayav Masas. The Zorim Hasheves, Misasher, even if he didn't have a mind with his with planting for whatever purpose it is he's planting, he's chayav maizus in all three, the zera, the yarak, and the zirin. Shavas has eaten the side of the vegetable, inside the twigs, which are called the zirin. And the chom amrim, it depends. If he's zera, the shavas, stam, so you only give maizus from the zera. Enim sasha zera, yarak, ela hashachilayim, and which is kras, vagargir, bovad. These two type of things, when you plant them stam, maizes, zera, and the yarek, and not the shavas. All the other things, only if you had in mind explicitly on the vegetables, then it's also the yerek is nisasher. We pass right to chachamim. Mishavav, Rishim Gamliel, Oymet Tamar Shal Tulton, and if you have a tamar and it has leaves that can be eaten, if someone explained that it means that the mishav when it grows, a little bud comes out of it like a bulb of adasim, you can eat it. Mishal chardol, Mishal pala lavan, chayos v'maiser, because it can be eaten. Gulez Oymet Tzlach, Mishasher Tamaris, Vavirin is a kafris, which is kafri in nowadays what it's called, and we can find it. And there's three different types of fruits that are eaten. Sechlis brachas, the shailas we get what the brachas are. Tamaris are the alum of it, or the perach, when it starts growing. Avionis is the cherry-like part of the fruit. And the kafris is the shomer for the peri. When, like almonds that grow together with them, a green shomer around it, and since they're all three eaten, the Chayavim Maaser. Where it talks about a chosid echad, the chishev b'Shabbos to be going to his gino and that nifritza, since he thought Shabbos, he held himself back and Hakadosh Baruch Hu made a nes, and he had their tzlach growing. Mashiach explains that from tzlach there's always what to eat. Sometimes you eat the alum, sometimes you eat the peri, sometimes you eat the kafras. Also, you can find at all time always two generations of this fruit. Not the alum and not the kafras, that's shemil pri. Only the aviyonis, which is the actual pri itself. The Rambam writes halachas like a kiva alone, meaning not like a bliyaz that's chayv the tomorrows and the kafras and maizus, and halachim shemil that's chayv the tomorrows of tilsan chardol and pulalavon, because the tomorrows are not chayv at all in maizur. That's how the Rambam explains the halacha.